From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group, but the spokesman says that is out of the question. Senior United Nations officials acknowledge that efforts to resume deadlocked Syrian peace talks and gain humanitarian access to besieged areas remain unsuccessful as fighting continues to escalate with no let-up in sight. Lisa Schlein has more.
High-level U.S. and Russian military, security, and diplomatic experts are meeting in Geneva to try to finalize a cessation of hostilities agreement, which would make it possible for UN-mediated intra-Syrian peace talks to go ahead. This is a follow-up to last week's day-long meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, aimed at sealing a deal. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas Thursday, calling for a recall referendum against the president. The opposition was hoping for a turnout of 1 million people. Venezuelans are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence Wednesday after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Police patrolled the streets of Libreville Thursday after a night of violence. The United States announced additional sanctions on Russia over its continuing support of Ukraine's rebels and the annexation of Crimea. The Treasury Department made the announcement today. This is VOA News.